Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Do you remember when Notre Dame was playing in the conference championship game last week against Clemson in the ACC? Oh, wait. That didn't happen.
Oh, they're going to do that on December the 29th in Dallas, Texas. We'll have an ACC championship game in the college football playoff. You remember when Notre Dame used to be great, Jason? You remember back in the 70s when Rudy ran out of the tunnel? Man, when I watch Rudy, I try to watch Rudy during the holidays. It always makes me tear up, man. Great movie. Great movie.
I'm just saying.
What were you doing in 1988?
I was 10-ish, less than 10 years old.
I think that, isn't that the last time Notre Dame won a national championship? Yeah, I hear the 1980.
I thought they won one in 93. They won one in 93.
No, the Florida State won that one. Remember Charlie Ward? They won that one. Notre Dame beat them, but Florida State ended up winning the national championship because Boston College beat Notre Dame that year.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That rings the bell now. Yeah.
But the Irish, you know, they had a fantastic season. They beat Ball State. They beat a 6-6 Vandy team. They beat a 7-6 Pitt team that got demolished in the ACC championship game. They beat a 5-7 USC team 24-17 and had the rally in the fourth quarter to get it done. Those are quality wins. Quality.
What was a quality win is Alabama beating Georgia in the SEC championship game. Georgia blew two different 14-point leads.
Yes, they did. It's just, you know, I saw an interesting statistic that Alabama has led about 1:09 in the last two games against Georgia in total. 290 plays, Alabama's had to lead for 9 of them. Crazy.
If Georgia had won that football game, is Alabama in at 4?
Yeah. Exactly, they're in. It would be like this. Clemson would be number one. They'd have stuck, the team that didn't play a conference championship game in at number two, Notre Dame. And Georgia had been 3 and Bama had been 4. So the Dogs would have been playing Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. Alabama and Clemson probably would have matched up in the Orange Bowl.
All right. So Kirby Smart has taken a lot of criticism for the 4th-and-11 fake punt at midfield.
Right.
Look, here's what I'm going to say. I don't necessarily fault him for making the call that he would have. Would I have made that call? Not a punt of the football.
Jake Camarda was open in the wheel route. If you watch it over and over, punter was wide open out in the flats. Would have picked up the first down if Fields could have, you know, if he'd have glanced over and saw him, dumped it out to him. Provided that Jake catches the football.
See, that brings me my whole point. You put Fields in there. You snap the ball to a true freshman.
Right.
With a national championship on the line. That's not the right call to me. And furthermore, if I do talk myself into going for it there, 4th-and-11, 3 minutes to go in the football game from midfield, if I've got myself talked into it, the thing that I do, I don't mess around with a fake punt.
Right.
I put Jake Fromm on the field and I say throw for it.
Throw for it. Well, Notre Dame had a great fourth down conversion last Saturday against, they had a fourth down conversion with the potato chip bowl in the couch, in the soda, in the refrigerator. So they had a lot of conversions on sitting on the couch last Saturday. System's got to change, man. System failed this year. Kirk Herbstreit called it perfectly. You know, he's not been a Georgia fan. I mean, he hadn't been a real advocate for Georgia over the years, but he said the game against Bama, Georgia should have moved up even though they lost.
And I disagree with him. At the end of the day, Georgia had 2 losses, and they don't deserve to be in the college football playoff.
No, I agree with that. But Notre Dame that doesn't play a conference championship game doesn't deserve to be there either.
Agreed.
I think the system, if it's going to be apples to apples, then Notre Dame's got to play in a football conference and win a conference to get in. You can't sit there and go undefeated against that weak schedule. You called it. We had a conversation earlier in the week. BYU's an independent, plays independent football. BYU goes 12-0 with Notre Dame's schedule. There's no way on God's green earth BYU gets in the college football playoff.
No, no.
They're the rail. Same thing they do to Central Florida. Central Florida's 125. I hadn't been a big advocate for Central Florida this show, but Notre Dame gets the benefit of the doubt that Central Florida and others don't get.
Notre Dame's best win? Syracuse?
Oh, they beat a Northwestern team that got blown out.
Michigan. They beat Michigan at the beginning of the year.
They beat a Michigan team that had 62 hung on them by Ohio State at the end of the season when everybody was talking about the Wolverines are back.
Yeah, they're back at the house.
They're back. They're going to the Peach Bowl to play the Florida Gators. And boo-hoo on the bowl committee as well. You could have put Central Florida against Florida in the Peach Bowl or some kind of bowl, and we could have eliminated all this nonsense about who's better in the state of Florida just by having that one matchup.
I think they got it wrong by not putting Georgia against Central Florida. I don't think they had the balls to do that because of what happened last year with Auburn. If Central Florida beats Georgia, then it only adds fuel to the Central Florida fire of them saying, we should be there.
I mean, you've been talking on this show for weeks. Oh, Central Florida, they'll beat anybody in the state of Florida. They'll beat Miami. They'll beat Florida. They'll beat Florida State. Well, the bowl committee, selection committee had a chance to give 25 million people in the state of Florida that matchup, and they choked and didn't do it. Shame on you.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Awesome Nissan, and by Nat's Landing.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. They will not be beaten by anyone, anywhere. If Awesome Nissan can't beat your deal, they will give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's 264-3825. Go see them today and find out why their customers are awesome.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years. That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I will give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with group credit. Call offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep.
Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Central Florida got Bret Harted. Apparently, there was a boxing match this past weekend that had a controversial ending. They will have a rematch to make more money, like every other boxing match they have. Georgia learned how to beat Alabama. Tua, the most overrated player in college football. Mackenzie Milton, the real Heisman. 4th and 11, let's fake a punt and put the ball in the hands of a true freshman with a national title on the line. Notre Dame, you are going to need the luck of the Irish to beat Clemson, much less Alabama. Good job, bowl selection people, of not having the balls to put Georgia and UCF in the Sugar Bowl. Mike McCarthy, you had the best quarterback on the planet. What on God's green earth were you doing? The Mets, Nationals, and Phillies have all pulled off monster moves. Worried about the Braves much? App State head coach Scott Satterfield to scandal you. I mean Louisville. Urban Meyer, Michigan's next head coach. Kelvin Benjamin released by the Bills, and his next gig, Dunkin' Donuts. Patrick Corbin, 6 years, $140 million. How many people even know who Patrick Corbin is? Georgia Tech, the only Power 5 school where going 15-10 at Temple gets you their head coaching job. And these are my thoughts.
We hadn't talked about Urban Meyer yet. He's apparently having headaches. Migraines, something. He's got a something, and it's causing him pain on the sidelines, and it's too excruciating now to coach. I mean, you think when you cover up for a domestic violence abuser, somebody beats his wife, you think you'll probably have a headache or two?
So I'm going to throw this out to our listeners.
Yep.
This is the first time. Again, you know, this is our now second week in the syndication. So our Twitter, we put up Twitter questions of the week. I've got one up now. We'll add a couple more probably before the show ends. Twitter question right now. You can find this on Twitter at Bishop_show. And we'll get the results of this next week. Give you a whole week to vote on this. Question is, will Notre Dame win the college football playoff? Yes or no?
No. That simple. No. They're not beating Clemson. If they do, they're not beating Alabama or Oklahoma. Either one of those teams would probably score a half a hundred on Notre Dame.
Bishop_show on Twitter. Will Notre Dame win the college football playoff?
On Facebook Live today, I'm holding a state championship football helmet. Frederick and Knights.
Okay, yeah.
My nephew didn't make all region. I don't know why, but he should have.
Yeah, he should have.
Yeah, so I'm still trying to figure that out, by the way, Frederica folks.
Don't have an answer for that. Also, so we've got an 800 number because we're no longer just in one market. We're big time now. So because we're in different markets, we have an 800 number that you can call into the show. And you know what? Because typically when we did the local show, I didn't really care to take phone calls. It was just not something I cared to do. But we will now.
Yeah.
Since we have an 800 number. So the 800 number, 1-888-247-8255. 1-888-247-8712. 1-888-247-8712. I'd love to hear from anybody that's a Notre Dame fan this morning. Anybody.
I know when you won't be hearing from them is about midnight on December the 30th when the clock strikes midnight. Probably won't hear much from the Irish fans after that because the playoff starts on the 29th. They play, who are they? Oh, they're playing Clemson in Dallas for college football playoff in the Cotton Bowl.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down the street from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a Brunswick High and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through, and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. And I'm pretty sure they got something in there that'll cure an Urban Meyer headache at Golden Isles Pharmacy. Don't you, Jason?
I'm pretty sure they do. Well played.
Nice.
You know who else has a headache?
Who?
Blake Bortles, Cody Kessler, Jacksonville Jaguars head coaches.
The Bortles experiment is done. In Jacksonville.
Was it really ever an experiment? Was it something that they didn't think they would know the outcome? I'm pretty sure they were so, they gave Blake Bortles an extension this past offseason.
Yes, they did. Now they're probably out of what, I don't know the a number, but I'll keep hearing media reports and things out there and on the internet that Bortles might get released by the Jaguars. He'll go be a nice backup quarterback somewhere. Hold a clipboard, have a fine career, draw a nice pension. But the Jacksonville Jaguars have squandered a championship defense in 2018.
Let me remind you, the Jaguars passed over Deshaun Watson.
Yes, they did.
Staring them in the face.
Yes, they did.
To go with Blake Bortles.
Yes, Blake Bortles. Now, who do you get if you're Jaguars? You're sitting here at what, 3-9? Going to have probably a top 5 or 6 draft pick. And then you got Drew Locke from Missouri is going to be there. I think he's going to be a good professional quarterback. He can spin the football, play in a good conference. You know, Missouri's in the SEC. I mean, Notre Dame doesn't play in a football conference, but, Missouri does and Drew Locke is a good quarterback. So Jags are going to have some options. They have to address the quarterback situation. If you go get Joe Flacco, go get a high profile free agent quarterback, you've got to get somebody in there because this team has quit in 2018. You watched that Thursday night. That was pathetic. You know, the flop. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that just wasn't very good. And Jacksonville's talent-wise, they got some of the best talent in the NFL, but they're sitting there at 3-9, all because they're not getting anything out of the quarterback position.
I think it's safe to say the Jags aren't going to make the playoffs.
That's the best bet of the year.
So I was right.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
How often a show do you think I'm right?
You know,
I'm going 25.
How often you're not right or right?
Right. Right, that I am right, that I get stuff right.
Oh, I'll say about 17.5%.
Oh, you're going percent?
Yeah, I mean.
I was going times.
No,
you bet. Well, if I'm doing percent, I gotta be in the 97th percentile.
I'd say about 17-18%. I mean, we pick college football games here every Saturday, and, you hadn't been right a lot this year in your college football picks.
Have you seen my record?
I mean, last week, you know, we both picked Texas to win. You picked Georgia. I picked Alabama to win the SEC championship game. But I was pretty close to the score. I said 38-31. It was 35-28. So I was on target there.
The three games that Jacksonville's won.
They started out, what, 3-1 or 2-1?
I mean,
or?
They looked like they were on their way.
Yeah.
So they beat the Vikings 14-10. They beat the Falcons 17-6. They beat the Buccaneers 25-10.
Man, that's preseason games, man.
I'm just giving wins.
Okay. You running down the preseason slate over there.
I'm doing everything I can to help.
Okay.
31-20 winners over New England.
Yeah, they beat the Patriots. That's the highlight of the season.
Okay. 9-6 losers to the Titans.
Beat somebody 6-0 in a rec league Pee Wee football game about a week ago.
31-12 winners over the Jets.
That was a quality win right there.
Sure was. Jets are solid.
Solid. They beat the Colts 6-0. Solid win over the Colts, 6-0. And then, you know, I turned on the Jags game Thursday night against the Titans, and the Titans are like Jacksonville's kryptonite. They cannot beat the Tennessee Titans. For some reason, Tennessee just owns Jacksonville. They put them on their W-2 every year. Jacksonville's a dependent as it relates to the Tennessee Titans. I look, come after a nice dinner with my wife, come home, turn on the TV, and it's 7-2. And Jacksonville is on the 1 yard line, and they get stoned 3 out of 4 plays trying to run it up the middle.
We'll take your calls. We're heading to a break, so now might be a good time to get them in so I can screen you and ask you what you're going to talk about. 1-888-247-8712, 1-888-247-8712.
Remember when Notre Dame was actually good, great in football back during the Lou Holtz days? They were a quality football program when Lou was there in the late 80s and early 90s. Notre Dame was a solid football team.
I have added another Twitter question, by the way.
You remember when Eric Parsegian was coaching Notre Dame? They were solid in the 70s, too.
The Twitter question is, what college football game would you rather see Central Florida in? Florida Gators, Georgia Bulldogs, LSU?
I know. I mean, I was wanting to see them play Florida because you've been on here for weeks talking about how they would beat any team in the state of Florida. And I just wanted that matchup just to shut you up once and for all.
The Gators wouldn't beat Central Florida.
Like a drum.
Like I don't know how badly you've been sleeping lately.
Like a drum. Shut them down. That's an SEC quality defense.
There's no way that Florida can score. Was Felipe Franks is their quarterback.
Felipe Franks beat LSU. Felipe Franks is a 9-3 quarterback. I don't know why you down on Felipe for.
He looked like a world beater against Georgia, didn't he?
I mean, Georgia was a better team.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Tired of waiting hours to get in and out of the ER or can't get in to see your doctor? The wait is over. Urgent Med One is a fully functioning urgent care clinic with highly trained professionals, on-site x-ray and labs that will get you in, out, and on with life. Open weekdays 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and weekends 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or sign in online with Zip Pass located off exit 36B on Highway 341. Look for that mass Jeep with the big red cross out front, ERGENT Med One. Drive a few minutes and save a few hours.
Bounce with me.
Those are good movies, by the way.
It's impossible not to watch Mission Impossible.
Those are good movies.
If it's on.
I mean, those are good movies. I mean, I like those kind of movies where you go around and blow things up and, keep people from blowing up the world. I like that. I'm a big Tom Cruise fan.
There was a day, it was a Saturday during the summer.
Yeah.
Where I was supposed to cut grass after the show.
Yeah.
And I got into the house. And Mission Impossible was on a marathon.
And you just, the grass didn't get cut that day?
Nothing got done.
I understand.
Except for me getting
Tom Cruise has been in some good, man, Tom Cruise was an all-world defensive back in one of his first movies, All the Right Moves. He was a good DB.
Jason Sehorn type.
Good quality DB. Probably could have started for Notre Dame if they'd recruited him.
Let's make that a Twitter question. Would Tom Cruise start at defensive back for Notre Dame?
He probably cracked the two deep.
We'll have that up momentarily. Would Tom Cruise start at Notre Dame at defensive back?
Back in the day.
All right. So this segment is the one where we do our college football pick'em, and we're also going to do my power rankings in the segment as well. So let's go ahead and cue that bit. All right. Go ahead, Kip.
Big game of the day. Navy, Army, and Philadelphia. My good buddy Scott Spence, his daughter's at the United States Naval Academy. He's up there watching that game today. Navy's having not so great of a season. Army's 9-2. We're picking games that we, you know, who we think will win. I want Navy to win the football game, but I'm picking Army because Army's a better football team.
Army was real close to getting into my top 10 rankings.
Army, you know, they took a college football playoff team to overtime earlier in the season. They should have beat Oklahoma in Norman earlier in the season. Army had them on the ropes. Pretty sure Notre Dame wouldn't have beaten Oklahoma in Norman, but that's a different story.
I'll take Army.
I'll take Army too. South Dakota State at Kennesaw State.
This may be the end of the road for my Fighting Owls.
Owls have a, since they're a Georgia-based team, I'm gonna pick the Owls, but I'm probably gonna be wrong on that one.
Which happens a lot in these games that you pick.
No, if you do the math, you did the Common Core curriculum. I learned how to count and things like that and when I was in school, so I'm a little bit older than you.
I will be honest with you, the college, the power rankings formula that I use, I learned it at Kennesaw State.
Yeah, okay. Well, Kennesaw's got a tough one today against South Dakota State. Tough one.
I'm going South Dakota State. I love my Owls. I think they're very good. South Dakota State's one of those teams that have been doing it a long time.
They're tough. Notre Dame College of Ohio at Valdosta State.
That's your alma mater.
In the semifinals of the Division II playoffs, Valdosta State's been hanging 60 on everybody. The Blazers get it done today. At home.
Notre Dame College of Ohio is the 11th ranked team in Division III, and it's not going to matter.
No, Valdosta's going to lay one on them.
Valdosta's going to blow them out. It won't be close.
No.
Does Valdosta win the whole thing?
Yeah, I think they do.
I do too.
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, this is a team that's scoring a lot of points, man. And they're blowing people out. They're beating people down in the playoffs. This is a good football team.
It's like they've got 22 starting Jason Bishops on that team.
And you know that, in the preseason Gulf South Conference rankings, the Gulf South Conference ADs, coaches, whatever, picked Valdosta State fifth in the preseason rankings. And they're in the national semifinals, undefeated, you know, beating the brakes off of people.
You know what that means?
What's that mean?
They have a lot in common with you. They're wrong.
I mean, the numbers don't lie.
It's a true story.
They don't lie. I mean, going back to your ridiculous high school, I'm sitting here holding Facebook Live, a state championship football helmet right here. You can see it. Frederica Academy.
Put the belt up too.
And the belt. They're the world champions. The Frederica Academy Knights are. And Jason Bishop had them ranked six slots below Bullock Academy, a team that they beat by, you needed a calculator to come up with a difference. It was that bad, but your formula, your whatever you want to call it, your methodology, formula, whatever. They need to put you on the college football playoff committee.
Yes, they do.
The way your formulas are designed, so you'd fit right in with that bunch.
If I was on the college football committee, Notre Dame would not be in. Georgia would be in. Ohio State would be in. Oklahoma would be in. Clemson would be in. Alabama would be in. Central Florida would be in.
So you'd have an 18 playoff?
No, just four.
Four. Okay. It's going to that as soon. It won't be long.
Mike, all right. So here we go. Here are my power rankings.
Okay. You want to get the sponsor in before you go into that nonsense?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Jessup Furniture, M&B Liquors, Peachtree Pest Control, and by J.C. Strother.
We need to send Peachtree Pest Control to your house and get your uninvited guests out of here when you do these selections or your formulas. When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or
912-265-9700. So let me throw out this disclaimer.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. This is not me saying that I think X team would beat Y team because Y team is ranked ahead of X team or Z team. This is none of that.
You're just basically ranking them because a team has more losses than another, right?
No.
That's what it boils down to.
No, you're wrong. There's some subjectivity to this as well. Okay. What this is me saying that X team and Y team versus Z team did the best within their schedule for the entirety of the season.
Okay, so it comes down to one wins and losses then.
And who you beat.
Yeah, I mean, wins and losses. If it was how they did and they're in, schedule.
It is.
Okay.
So at number 10, sliding down a spot from last week, at 10-2, Washington State.
Washington State. I like Washington State. They're a good football team.
Okay. At number 9, also sliding down a spot, the Michigan Wolverines at 10-2.
Any team that gets 62 points hung on them does not deserve to be in any top 10 rankings. Period.
Okay. At number 8, at 11-2, a new entry into the, these are the final ones. This is the last one I'm going to do.
Okay.
So a new entry into the final college football rankings, power rankings by Jason Bishop. Number 8 at 11-2, Fresno State.
Fresno beat Boise, a good Boise team.
Who beat Utah State.
Yeah. Boise, Fresno's not a bad football team.
At number 7 and 11-2, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay, see, I got issues with that. I mean, even the experts, even after they got slapped in the face by the experts, they were ranked no lower than 5th. But they're 7 in your ridiculous poll. Okay.
They lost 2 games, 20 to LSU.
There you go. That's 20. What you just reaffirmed what I said. It's based on one wins and losses instead of all this nonsense you in here jabbering about on live radio.
On number 6... 12-1, Ohio State.
Buckeyes. They beat Michigan. They blew out Northwestern. They're starting to peak, but Urban started getting headaches.
at number five at 12-1, Oklahoma.
Sooners are good, a good football team. They're going to test Alabama, but they have no defense, so that may be a basketball score in that playoff game. Kyler Murray is going to win the Heisman tonight, by the way.
At number four, at 12-0, the Central Florida Knights.
No. No, they're about to sit. They're a top 10 team, but they're not a top four team.
At number three, down two spots, at 12-0, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
So they go, you've had them at number one all year,
yeah,
in your ridiculous poll. Now, with, they get a bye. They're 12-0. They get a bye and they drop two spots just because they ate popcorn and ate potato chips last Saturday?
That is correct.
Where's Valdosta State? They need to be in this poll. Using your logic, they have played better than anybody in their schedule.
Well, this is only FBS.
It's football.
If you'd like, I'll do that next year.
Yeah, we may have to do that.
All right. At number two at 13-0, the Clemson Tigers.
Yeah. Clemson's legit.
Okay. And the number one team at the top of my power rankings, the final one for 2018 at 13-0, the Alabama Crimson Tide jump to number one.
You know what that is? That's a blinding. I mean, a blinding flash of the obvious right there. Good job, man.
Thanks.
Good job.
I worked really hard on that.
That's fabulous. Central Florida and Notre Dame in your top four. That's why people laugh at you when you do all these picks and things like that. Man, we might need to put you on the stand-up circuit, man. Good job.
Have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons, Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. CPOM's Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, CPOM's Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in CPOM's Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at cpalmscoastalrealty.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years. That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
always want to say finish him. Finish him.
Finish him.
Finish him.
The number one ranked Valdosta State Blazers play some Sister of Mercy. What was it? Notre Dame College of Ohio today?
That's right.
In Valdosta. At Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. The historic Bazemore-Hyder Stadium in Valdosta, Georgia. That's the place where teams go and their dreams die. Notre Dame College of Ohio's, they're going to get throttled today by the Blazers.
Update our Twitter questions of the week, just so you know. You can find these at Bishop_show on Twitter. Question number one, will Notre Dame win the college football playoff? Question number two, what college football game would you rather see with Central Florida, the Gators, Georgia, or LSU? And question number three, would Tom Cruise start at Notre Dame at defensive back?
He cracked the two deep. he cracked the two deep. He'd be a solid special teams player any cause for a Lou Holtz. Have him down there, he'd just go down there and just be a wedge buster.
Slot receiver, Wes Welker type?
Solid.
5 yards?
Solid.
5 yards a catch.
5 yards a catch, just move the chains.
Move the chains.
Yep.
Security blanket.
Probably run him on some reverses, pitch it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he's fast.
Yeah, he's probably
pretty fast. He looks fast in the Mission Impossible movies.
Really fast. Yeah. Athlete. Notre Dame kind of athlete.
Yeah.
Irish.
How old do you think Tom Cruise is now?
Tom Cruise, probably 54. He's probably in 54, 56.
And he would still be the best defensive back on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish football team.
He'd probably be in the three deep at his age, but he'd be on the roster. Because he'd probably be a high profile giver, you know, donator, so he'll get on the roster. When them Irish, his great grandfather played on the great Newt Rockne teams back in the 1920s and 30s. And, his father was a special teams demon for Ara Parsegan in the 70s. And his brother played for Lou Holtz on a national championship team in 1988. He was the water boy, but he played for a national championship team. He got a ring.
Kenneth Harrison, who also writes for the Georgia Sports Edition, as you do, commented that he liked my rankings on Facebook Live. He also said there's no way Central Florida would beat anybody but Bama and Georgia. That they couldn't beat anybody but Bama and Georgia.
Central Florida. I can think of four or five teams off the top of my head that Central Florida won't beat and would be in danger of getting blown out by.
Who are they?
Alabama.
Okay, I'm conceding that one.
Georgia.
I'm conceding that one.
Clemson.
I think that'd be a close game.
Oklahoma scores 128 points against Central Florida.
And Central Florida scores 129.
They score about 70. So it's a blowout.
Close game, Central Florida wins.
No.
With Clemson, I'm willing to flip a coin. Maybe, maybe not. Oklahoma, close game, Central Florida wins.
No.
Okay, who else? That's four.
Hey, Ohio State.
Not a chance.
Kills Central Florida.
There's no way. Ohio State wouldn't even, Central Florida would beat Ohio State by three touchdowns.
Purdue would beat Central Florida.
Now you're just being,
Purdue.
You're being ludicrous.
Purdue will beat Central Florida. Missouri will beat Central Florida.
You're just being ludicrous now.
Florida will beat Central Florida.
There's no way.
South Carolina will beat Central Florida. North Carolina State will beat Central Florida. That will just keep just rolling them off. Who else? Northwestern will beat Central Florida. Washington will beat Central Florida. Washington State will beat Central Florida. Utah will beat Central Florida.
You're getting ridiculous.
I mean, these are all teams that will beat Central Florida.
You have.
You need me to name some more?
You have gone beyond.
Can I name some more?
The absurdity of ridiculousness.
I mean, if I wanted to be ridiculous, I'd say, well, Kennesaw would beat Central Florida. That's the kind of ridiculous picks you come in here with.
There's no way that
Central, you want me to name some more?
You don't.
Texas will beat Central Florida.
Oh my God.
I mean, The list keeps going. Michigan will beat Central Florida.
So there are 130 teams in college football FBS. So what you're telling me is 115 of them.
No, right? I'm saying there's probably a good, I've probably named about 15 or 20 right there that I know will beat Central Florida.
There are only two that would definitely.
Miami.
No way.
Miami will beat Central Florida.
Okay. Now you're just starting to make me mad.
Central, Florida State would be in a war. As bad as they are this year, they'd be in a war with Central Florida. I mean, Valdosta State will hang with Central Florida. The Blazers can score points. Who else? You want me to throw some more out there? The only team I think Central Florida might beat in the state of Florida is the Jacksonville Jaguars because they can't score. That's the kind of stuff you throw out here. I'm just trying to give you a taste of your own medicine.
Central Florida can't beat Georgia. Central Florida can't beat Alabama. Central Florida would go 50-50 with Clemson and everybody else they would beat 9 times out of 10.
Man, Clemson's got 4 draft picks on their defensive line.
Have we done the sponsors?
No, we haven't.
It's a great time to just end this and do sponsors. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, maybe just for this week, on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and by Big City Cleaners.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. Or you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. I bet you pull that office at Sea Palms Realty, they'll come up with a bunch of teams Central Florida lose to.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I will give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Knight Rider.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Pristine Water, Molina's Landscaping, who cut my grass in the rain, and by Golden Coast Golf Carts.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pick and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors parking lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com or give them a call at 912-275-7725.
And when I say they cut my grass in the rain, I don't mean they cut half an acre or a third of an acre, even a full acre. That's 10 to 15 acres in the pouring rain. Didn't matter.
You know, I got to say this before we get off the air, and I'm glad – one of the Facebook Live, Bo Swap. I'm glad you reminded me of this. Victor Floyd, former coach at Brunswick High School.
I'm glad you brought this up.
15-0 at Chester High School, state 3A champions in the state of South Carolina.
And I'm just throwing this out there. One of the reasons that Victor Floyd did not remain at the Brunswick High Pirate program was the consensus that they wanted that program to start contending for state championships, and they didn't feel that Victor Floyd was the coach to lead them there.
After he signed 38 kids to college scholarships in 7 years, I mean, he's a developer of men. You know, I'm thinking hindsight's always 20/20, but, you know, proof's in the pudding. Victor Floyd's a state championship football coach.
Yep.
And good job. Good man. He loves his kids. Got a lot of passion for helping young men develop. And, man, I love me some Victor Floyd.
Georgia, Texas.
Dogs.
Is there any way Texas wins the game?
If Georgia has a SEC championship game hangover.
They don't want to be there?
Yeah. DeAndre Baker, you know, the best defensive back in college football.
And to have ever played at Georgia.
No, he's not better than Champ. But
he's the only one to have ever won a Jim Thorpe Award from the University of Georgia. I'm giving you facts.
Yeah, but...
Champ didn't win the Jim Thorpe Award. Yeah,
well, when he's a 14-time Pro Bowler in the NFL, come back and talk to me.
You're making arguments about the NFL. That's not what I said. I didn't say anything about the NFL. I said at Georgia.
Okay. When he's in, I mean, okay.
Jim Thorpe Award. Champ doesn't have any of those.
Okay. Champ's got 14 Pro Bowl rings, and he's about to go. He's about to have a gold jacket, too, by the way.
I just told you the NFL arguments are void and null.
No, they're not. Why are they bored? You're talking about a guy that's 14-time Pro Bowler, best lockdown corner in the NFL for a decade. He's going into the Hall of Fame.
In the NFL. I'm talking about at Georgia.
Talent-wise, I mean, production-wise, maybe. Talent-wise, no.
Plus, DeAndre Baker hasn't even had a chance to do anything. You're comparing Champ Bailey, who's already retired, to a guy that hadn't even gotten drafted by
this. DeAndre Baker is a great player. But... when you talk DBs at Georgia, the number one name on the list is Champ Bailey. I mean.
Tim Wansley was good.
Okay. Tim Wansley was a good player.
Yeah, I know.
But when you talk DBs at the University of Georgia, you talk Champ Bailey, Jake Scott. You don't know Jake Scott because you're still wet behind the ears. But DeAndre Baker gets up in that conversation as well.
Corey Rambo.
Rambo's a good, you're talking, those were good players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm bringing them up.
So.
I know my Georgia stuff.
But Georgia should take care of Texas.
I'm going 31-10.
Notre Dame, Clemson in the Cotton Bowl. I don't think that game's going to be close. I don't. I think Clemson beats Notre Dame 38-17.
I'm going 42-13 Clemson.
And then Alabama and Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. I think there could be some, I think that's going to be kind of like the Rose Bowl last year of Georgia and Oklahoma. I think both teams are going to score a lot of points. I think Alabama beats them 59-42.
I don't think that Alabama's going to win by that much. I'm going 49-45.
It's going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
It's going to be a shootout. Kyler Murray is a good player.
Yeah. He reminds me a lot of a young Jason
He
Bishop.
Is a good, good player and he's fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got $5 million in his pocket from the Oakland A's.
Well, that part doesn't remind me of a young Jason Bishop.
Yeah. I mean, he's quite an athlete and come in 1 year, set behind Baker. And, now he's, you know, probably going to win the Heisman. We'll see. I think Georgia, that game against Georgia last week, probably lost the Heisman for Tua.
I think he's the most overrated player in college football in the history of overrated players in college football. Period. But let's put that on the Twitter question. One of the Twitter questions of the week is Tua Tagovailoa. One of the most overrated, is the most overrated player in the history of college football. That'll be up to.
I mean, he's only played 1 year.
Twitter,
I mean,
Bishop underscore show.
The kid's a pretty good football player. I mean, just didn't play well against a good team.
Twitter, Bishop underscore show is where you'll find that.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Tired of waiting hours to get in and out of the ER or can't get in to see your doctor? The wait is over. Urgent Med One is a fully functioning urgent care clinic with highly trained professionals, on-site x-ray and labs that will get you in, out, and on with life. Open weekdays 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and weekends 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or sign in online with Zip Pass located off exit 36B on Highway 341. Look for that mass Jeep with the big red cross out front, E-R-G-E-N-T, Med One. Drive a few minutes and save a few hours.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.